Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronimi Marasi Shehichyu, the schus Moshe and Peshnari son Moshe Mordechai, the Rizab Ben Yosef of Mordechai Shimon, Chayachev et Fege Bas Michael et Nisbasia, the Rizab Bas Rechain Tzilchot Sechel at Seha, Sechel Shabbos, Daf Mamed Aleph, Dorash Rove Baru Rav Ula, What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, for there are no pangs, chartzubos, at their death, and their body is sound? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo dayan l'rishayim she'enon charedim v'atzevim miyoyim ha'miso, ela shelibam bori lehem ke'ula. Hashem said, is it not enough for wicked people that they are not? That's chartzubos, charedim ve'atzevim. They are not afraid, nor are they sad. Rashi, in his Parash on Tehillim, writes that Chartzubos Loshon Asira, Kamo Pesach Chartzubos Resha, Misgarei Kavlei Resha, Sharei Tzumenim Afkanin Yisurim Misosim Amesim Behem, Mehem Briyim Ku'ulam Belo Yisurim.
Not only do the Vashayim live their lives wantonly, unencumbered by limitations or restraints, but they even die untouched. They're healthy, they're comfortable until the moment of death. Ein yisurim lemisasam, amesim mehem mesim briyim kulam below yisurim. They're very, very comfortable. And a lot of times, tzaddikim suffer a lot before they die. That's the Pashup shot in the Pasuk. But Chazal Darshan, and that's what Rashi also brings in his Perush on Tehillim, Chazal Darshan, that they're not charedim v'atzuvim b'yoyim moysim. They're not afraid of their day of death. Not only that, avalibam bori lehem ku'ulam. Their heart is as unyielding for them as the entrance to a hole is wide, and they devote no thought to it. And that's what Rava says, Mai Dichsi, what does it mean in the Pasuk when it says, Zed Darkam Kesalamo, this is the way of them that are foolish? It means that Yoidim Rishayim, Shedarkam Lemisa, Veishlam Chelev Al Kislam. The Rishayim know that they're going to die. And yet they have this Chelev, they have these fat on their kidneys that prevents that realization from coming into their hearts or into their kidneys. Kidneys is Seichel, Kleios Yoetzos. So they know they're going to die, and yet Zed Darkam, this is their way, Kesel, meaning Loshon Kislam, their kidneys. They have Chelev on their hearts, on their kidneys, on their kidneys. Meaning they're not consciously focusing on that they're going to die. Shematayim Rashchicha Himahem, you might think they forgot. Talmud Lomar V'achorayim V'fiyim Yurtzu Se'ela. No. Pasuk continues and says, and those who speak after them provingly Se'ela. In other words, they know it's going to happen. They're aware of their fate. But they don't talk about it. Rashi says, Zed darkam le'elmin ekziv kirma batayim alo ilam, danu kfuva. Bad ekziv zed darkam ketzalam akalam yodim hem shizu darkam. And Heshiv Kil Yosei Machshev Seifim. They're just not, they know it's happening, but they're not thinking about it. Earlier on, we talk about the Kever. They know they're going to the Kever. They don't think about that. And Vaharaya, that they know about it, Vachreim is Asid Lavay Benavshim, what's going to happen? Achreiv them Befiyam Yirtsu. They'll talk about it. Everyone knows they're going to die. But they don't live like that. They live as if they're never going to die. This is a very, very powerful parak in Tehillim. Hopefully we'll discuss this parak at a different juncture. Kolpanim, we've been learning through the Pelesh of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Moran HaRav Zatzal, on Tzav HaShabbos. This is Ein Haya Ot Kuf Ein Zayin. HaCharada MiYom HaMita Ruhuya Lavo Ima Hestaklut Al HaOsher Shal HaTzedek VaHaChesed Shehi Tvua V'Nefesh HaEnoshit V'Teva Hozman SheAdam Shomra B'Taharata. The fear of the day of death is fitting to come together with looking at the pleasure of justice and kindness, which is imprinted on the human soul naturally, as long as a person preserves it in its pure state. We have a natural fear of death together with the looking at the osher, the satisfaction a person has from living a life of goodness and kindness. Mitoch ha'idiyah hazot ha'mitgalel ha'adam b'mavat sichli yakir miyad she'af she'kol zman she'nidba b'tavot ra'ot chomriyot einenu makir klal et godel ha'efsed shel matzav nafsho b'drachaka b'tiv'a v'kinyana מקדושת מידותיו העליונות של מלך הכבוד ברוך הוא שהציע על נשמת האדם מזיו יקרו. And with this idea that is revealed to a person intellectually, he will recognize immediately that even though as long as he is immersed in evil desires, physical desires, he doesn't recognize the great loss of his, the situation of his soul, when it is distancing itself from its nature and its acquisition of the holy divine midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanated onto the soul of man. So a man is in this world and he's immersed in his taivus. When he's immersed in his taivus, he doesn't realize what he's losing out on, because he's so far from what he's supposed to be. But b'yayma niso, b'shemasara gufi tavo tava behemiyot, hanemuchot huturu. But then he dies, and then he has no more taivus behemiyos. He's been now released from the jail that is the body. Halo az, tachtor ha-nefesh, lashuv leitan tiv'iyuta, v'targish b'fam achat kol mach oveha. Person dies, then the soul is going to want to return to its natural strength and state, and is going to feel all of its pain. In other words, as long as we're in the world of the body, of the physical, of the material, so we don't feel anything, we're just immersed, we feel our taivus, we feel our desires, we feel our wants, we feel our body. The moment we're released from that and we die, then the soul all of a sudden will immediately feel tremendous pain and sorrow. Oh, what the soul has lost. So that's what a person has to think. And such a thought, this true thought will engender in the nature of somebody who has gone in crooked ways the fear of the day of death. In other words, if a person's going on a crooked path, and all of a sudden he realizes, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. And all of my taivas, all of my achila and shtiya and nashim, money and my cars and my houses, my vacations and my clothing, and my cologne and my fancy watch and my season tickets to the New York Rangers, all of this stuff is going to be hevel avolim kulo hevel. It's all going to be gone with the wind, as the old book is called. And all that's going to be left is your soul and God. And then your soul, not yours, but the person's soul is going to feel such anguish, such pain, that it went away from its nature of being close to God, of being holy, of being pure. Such a thought is moile charodo, a groise tziter, as they say in Spanish, a fear from the day of death. So in other words, the Rav is explaining here, what's the charedim? What's the charediut? To realize that it's all going away. Ve'etzev yitgaber, achrei ha'yidiya, shegam otan ha'chamudot, shelo tuchal ha'nefesh, litzayer ulasik klav, v'pnei hitrachaka, me'or ha'emet, ומקדושת השם יתברך העליונה, מכל מקום אלוהים הינם הקניינים היותר חשובים. What's the sadness? The sadness will increase after he knows that those chamudos, those pleasures that the nefesh cannot envision and cannot perceive of, because it is so far away from the light of truth and from the holiness of the divine God, Hashem, these are the most chashuv kinyanim. These kinyanim ruchaniim are the most important acquisitions. Sha'af al pi shelo techaved al shlilatam mitzad chisron hasagat ha'tevah ve'echutam. In other words, you're not sad because of what you're missing out on. FOMO, fear of missing out. It's not why your person is sad, because he's not a saga. What's going on over there? He knows the body goes into a box, and he stuck the box under the ground, and he poured dirt over the box. And zil. He doesn't know what he's missing out, what the soul is going to be missing out on. He's not chared. He's chared when he's afraid. He's afraid because he can sense the pain that his soul is going to feel when the soul when the soul comes, when the stark truth is, the soul meets the stark truth of Hashem, and Emes, and goodness, and that this soul was involved in other things, and now it's left with nothing. It feels horrific. That's the charada. Eitzev is not But he's not choreid, he's not afraid on what he's missing out on, because he has no asug on what he's missing out on. So it's hard to be afraid of something you don't understand, you have no perception of. That's what he said, Sha'af al pi shelo techaved al shlilatam, mitzad chisaron asagata, et tevam ve'echutam, aval kama ra'ui leitatzev al uvdam yikrat ha'atzlacha, של האושר היותר נשגב מכל הקניינים שבעולם. But he'll be sad. He'll be sad because he lost the great success of the most sublime wealth, greater than anything else. What is that? Ovdan shlemut hanefesh ve'ora. You know what a person's going to be sad about? He's going to be sad that he lost out on the most important thing. The most important thing in the world. The greatest kinyan you can make. It's the greatest kinyan. A $1.4 million house in Teaneck, in the Five Towns, it's nice. $130,000 car, enjoyable. The greatest kinyan in the world is shleimus hanefesh. That a person has a complete soul. And these rishayim are not that tzevim. They're not sad that they lost out on the shleimus hanefesh. You're right, they're not chored
and what they lost out. And oh, I'm so afraid, I have the fear of missing out. I'm going to miss out on all the chamudas of olamaz. You see, it doesn't work. Nobody knows what that means. So people live, they're much more interested generally in this worldly things. But a person should be chared, because when he thinks that in a moment, it's all he's going to be left with is his soul, all his gashmis is going to go away. And then, boom! And it's scary. Not fear of missing out, fear of the unknown. The terrible pain. On one hand, he does know. Because he knows that his soul is empty. And that's what he's going to be left with up there, emptiness. That's scary. And what's sad is that he didn't achieve the goals. He didn't actualize his soul. God gave him so much potential. But don't pay attention to look at the splendor of understanding. And the light of God hasn't shined upon them. Lo yechridu v'lo ye'atzvu al kein miyom ha'mita. They're not afraid and they're not sad about the Yom HaMisa. Because they haven't been mistakel b'hod adas. They haven't used the splendorous knowledge that they have. The light of God hasn't shone upon them. And therefore they have no charada, no atzvus from Yom HaMisa. Omnam. Yesh she'adam. ויסיר קשה במוסר כליות את שוכחי השם בעוצבי דרכי יושר. However, sometimes a person's seichel is so dark because of the choices that he made, and it doesn't look at sublime things. And therefore, these sublime things are not going to shine upon him in their clear light. But the nature of the human soul is going to do its thing. And the feeling itself is going to be empowered in a heart to give him tremendous feeling, pangs of conscience for those who have forgotten God and have left in straight path. So that's what happens sometimes. Sometimes a person can feel that he's off the derech. He feels that something is very wrong over here. Because his soul has a conscience, soul has an awareness, and it just bothers him. Where does a human conscience come from? I mean, for crying out loud, why should we care? We're just a bunch of random cells put together. We're just a body. Why shouldn't we just enjoy our body? And it doesn't take a very fruitful imagination to start thinking of all the pleasures that we can enjoy in this world. There's never been a period in history where there are anywhere close to as many pleasures as we have available to us today, in so many different levels and so many different ways. And yet, we don't feel good about ourselves when we're there, when we're in those places of complete immersion in the physical. Because we have the soul that's just mechasemet banu, it's eating away at us, doesn't let us. So that's in a healthy state, that the person's conscience, pangs of conscience are going to wake him up. Umnam harish'ah yesh b'chorcha litgabel kol kach al ha'adam shelo shetafdai shetafil et sichlo mikol hastaklut. The evil
has the power to be misgaber so much on a person that not only will it darken his intellect from looking at anything clearly, but rather it will also seal off his heart from any feelings. So not only is the seichel going to be completely blurred, but the heart is going to be sealed off. So that's the Mayurdika Gemara here. Lo Dayan, I'm telling you, is one of the most powerful Gemaras I think in Shas. Musar. Lo Dayan L'Rishayim She'enam Charedim V'Aseivim Yoyim Amisa. Not only is it not enough for the Rishayim that they're not afraid, they're not sad from the day of Misa. In other words, Mikoach Histaklut Sechlit, they don't have the proper intellectual perspective, rational perspective, but moreover, their heart is also strong, healthy, unyielding. They're feeling good. And they don't realize where they're going. They don't realize what's in store for them. So this is like a double whammy, this Gemara. Chazal are telling us that these people, not only don't they get it intellectually, but even what the soul is supposed to be feeling, the heart has a sense sometimes something here is wrong. And they don't, that's also sealed off. So the charedus and atzvus comes from the seichel. They don't have that because they're just not seeing the truth. They're not afraid of what's going to happen to their soul. And they're not sad that they lost out on the shleimus of their soul. Because they're going to see when they die, look at my soul, look at what I lost out on. I had this incredible neshama. And that's how I'm going to be left with the next netzach. The netzach, 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 netzachim. And what did I do with it? Nothing. That's a tremendous sadness. You're right, I know I'm losing out on all the amazing pleasures. Forget about that. I don't know what those pleasures are. But the fact that I lost out on shleimus hanefesh v'ayir, which I love, the Rav calls this, Aval kama ra'ui lehit'atsev al ovdan. Yikrat ha'atzlacha shel ha'osher ha'yoter nisgav mikol ha'kinyanim sheba'olam. How sad one should be when he loses out on success in the greatest wealth of all kinyanim in the world. And that is the loss of the perfection of the soul and its light. So intellectually he's not getting it. Not only that, but his heart doesn't even feel it. No pangs of conscience. And that's what Chazal talk about these Zedakon Kesalama. Jumit Hashem, we're going to talk about, that's the Kleos. This Chazal here talk about the Lev, and then Chazal go on to talk about the Kleos, the Kislam. So Vitzos Hashem Darkeinu, and in a future shir we will learn the second part of this Haggadah, but this is really very, very powerful and moving Musar, and I hope it makes us better people. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.